I was explaining.
That was in the beginning.
Many times I come to a judgment, sometimes there is a suffix, there is a doubt. Well, it depends what the case is.
The main interest of going with the food to the other room?
Not always. Sometimes main entrance, you can tell. This is a very important room, this is a very important room. Mm-hmm. Then you follow the main entrance to the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the one main entrance to the house, the door that's closer to the main entrance to the house.
That's the one.
That's called entrance. I mentioned that before. I knew that's what these questions will come.
Could be confusing for someone doing it.
Many times.
And the mezuzah that was in the cement wall,
I went recently to the son of Edisit, Morisit, as one married Labatin's daughter. Needed 26 mezuzot. Regarding 26 mezuzot. He paid everyone 40 the full price. He was doing it with pleasure. He said, oh, I want you to put it on. He said, oh, okay. I was in a rush, in a hurry. That night I had four different things to do. And you know, to put mezuzot 1-6, which myself go and put and decide how we want. Then we put, and I showed you everything. He even learned from me, understood how to put the mezuzot, how to do everything. He's very sincere, and he was he's a smart boy. Otherwise, he was paying the price. Though he couldn't hear good, but he has that young age, he knows everything, what goes on. He's aware of everything. And I try to explain to them, to let them understand that mezuzah is one of the great values of the mitzvot, one of the most important mitzvot. That's why I took this as a subject tonight. You see me recently, I took different subjects. Last week I took the subject of tzedakah. This week I took the subject of mezuzah. Now that I want you to, the idea is not that I'm going to see that you will decide right away on the Lord, but to be aware that there is the same. If you travel from New York to Washington, you take a plane from far away, you don't ask, who is this street, who is this street? From far away, you're just looking, where is Washington? When you come closer to Washington, what area we are going to land? What airport? You land the airport, then you know, where is that street? You find the street, who is that number? You don't ask, where is the number of this house in this street when you are in New York? If you don't know something, you never come to ask a question. When you know, then you come to ask questions. There was a rabbi here who served in Shaar Etzion called Hachamaron Shweker. I don't know if you all remember it. Before him was Rabbi Klapotz, the rabbi of Shaar Etzion congregation. Before we moved, we were in Bensonhurst. The shul was in private houses. And the place where today is the apartment house in the corner of King's Highway and Osher Park, near the garage. Those 1715, the number, the apartment house. There were two houses. First was one that donated by Eli Hadaya. Then they bought another one for the youth, also by the Hadaya. Azra Hadaya put the second house. And in time that they saw the congregation growing, decided to build a new place. Well, there was a better argument. Eli Haddad suggested to them to buy the Aprilia. Aprilia was on sale that time. It was $100,000. He said, listen to me, it's worth, because it's so large, so many rooms, you can do anything you want to. If they took it for $100,000 those days today, to the millions. They didn't want. He wanted a house by itself, good entrance, and then started having well also. That's also some, they were putting those closer to them, some closer to them. Till they decided on this spot, which I mentioned today, was a big thing, was a big issue. They decided. After they decided, they took the land, they couldn't buy money. They want to take mortgage from them. So they will not give the mortgage unless there is private people. So on personal responsibility or guarantee to the money to be paid. Nobody wanted to guarantee. Eli had that for the guarantee. It was 200,000. Those days 200,000. But then back to him that he was willing. And they built the Shaharat Zion. Took many years later that they put a cornerstone for him. They made a special ceremony with his wife and children after he passed away. They made it. Okay. And then it was a bitter argument if it is allowed or not. How could they destroy a shul that they will build another shul? They sell it, you're not allowed. Became a big problem. They went to the rabbis, Hamadu Siddha, and made a special answer to the questions. He wrote a very long about it. And he permitted them with certain conditions to sell that and build another one. And they built the new charity. All this I'm saying. Everything comes raising questions. You come to understand that there is a question. All this about Acham Aron Shwaikin. He was a rabbi. They made Rabbi Klapos. They discharged him from his duty. He was very bitter about it. And they put Acham Aron Shwaikin. Acham Aron Shwaikin lasted 9 months. Then he retired. He resigned. In his resignation speech, he said, I wonder really, people at Tzaddikim over here. So why? In Cairo, when I was in Cairo, every day I had people coming to me to ask questions. This happened, this happened, this happened. By mistake I took the dairy spoon, I was stealing the meat. What they eat? And so on. Oh boy, what's the law? What shall I do with the food, with the pot, with the spoon? He said, I'm 9 months over here. Nobody asked me any question. Must be they know all the answers. No. That's what he said. The truth is, when people are not aware of something, there's no questions. Everything is smooth. There is no need for questions. But when they are aware of something, then comes the thing that they ask questions. That's why we say a person should know that there is such a halacha. You learn to know, then there is many questions in your mind, in life. But if you don't know about them, you will never ask. Everything goes smooth. Correct, Charlie?
I agree, Rabbi, yeah, sure.
Yeah. This is the thing. As I said, Mezuzah is important at the protection of the people of the house. As I said, God gave us a few mitzvot. One in the body, one in the clothes, in the garment, one in the house. All to remind us of our duty. The milah is in the body. The tzitzit in the garment. The mezuzah in the house. You enter in and out, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you do in business will be dependent on whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to succeed or not. It's up to you when you walk out of the house. What do you think at the time? From this came the custom to put the hand and kiss it and say, to show love for the mitzvot. Lucky, fortunate is the person that doing this mitzvah in the proper way. To know the idea of the mezuzah. If not doing it properly, You put and forget about it. And as I said, the rain comes, spoils the whole mezuzah. Who pays attention? Who cares about it? That's very bad.
Are we allowed to put a, say something, you guys, you bought the mezuzah and it has the top, you can take out the paper. Are we allowed to wrap it again with a baggie, another, put another plastic bag around?
Sure. They advise us to do that.
Put another bag around.
Yeah. Because many times, as I said, we spoil the mezuzah many times. You are going to use the room itself, not to respect. You try to cover it. You are in a bedroom. A person has to be with his wife. The mezuzah in the open is not respectful. They cover it. Today, I said today, there's no problem. All mezuzah, they have a cover. The case is very, very sealed.
What happened with the cement wall then? Matt, you didn't see it. Now, the mezuzah, they left it out or was it covered?
Where?
The mezuzah that they carved in the cement wall.
No, many times they don't see it, but they see, they leave only the place of the Shaddai.
Okay.
The open hall that they can see. That's what they do to in Israel.
You mean they never checked it at all?
Huh?
No, I don't know about that.
They're going to have to break the wall.
That's right. That's right.
It's going to cost them money to break that hall. They may not want to check it.
Yeah, but usually when it is so hidden,
you don't have to.
It stays forever the same.
Yeah?
Definitely. I remember. There is another thing. If you come to put the mezuzah in a shul or in a midrash, you have to say beracha or not. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. If the synagogue has somebody in, custodian for example, and he's a Jew, he's living in that room, then it will require, there is one room or living in it, then it requires mezuzah. Otherwise, it doesn't. Today, most synagogue, there is nobody living over there. Therefore, the put mezuzah would add beracha. In many, many communities, they don't put mezuzah altogether. They say, we're not obligated. But it's a good idea to put, to show that the symbol of the mitzvah, which is the protection of the people. And we do it. Mm-hmm. We do the mezuzah with ad beracha. But if they don't put mezuzah, there's no problem. I was in school, Magen David Yeshiva. We had rooms, no mezuzahs. All of a sudden, one day, a principal was there, a new principal. He said, there's no mezuzah. He went, he bought mezuzah, all of them. He came to every class. He came to each rabbi in the class. Here's mezuzah, rabbi. Please put it, say bracha, that the children will learn something. And talk to them about mezuzah. He came to me. Rabbi, here's the mezuzah, please say bracha. I said, you want me to say bracha al-Vatala? He couldn't understand. Bracha al-Vatala? You're putting mezuzah, saying bracha al-Vatala. This is yeshiva, midrash. Doesn't require mezuzah. Belongs to the public, doesn't require mezuzah. So what are you saying? I said, I'm saying what Shulchan Aruch said. I told him, I'll put it with ad beracha. He said, I learned something new. Yeah, I said, yes. He asked me then, he said, how about my office? I said, your office, if you have control on it, it's in your hand. That's a different thing. It becomes like private.
And he's approachable.
Yeah. I said, a different thing. Even that, it's in doubt, because it belongs to the public. Yeah.
So what would be good to say when you enter the synagogue, there mezuzah, what would be good to say when you enter the, touch the mezuzah when you enter the synagogue?
When you enter the mezuzah?
When you enter the shul.
No, you just,
oh.
You just kiss it. Yeah, but there's nothing to do with the mezuzah of the house.
Well, I put on the mezuzah on my garage, so I said that, huh?
If you didn't say before, yes.
No, I didn't say before.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't put it. Are you putting another mezuzah in the house? You put another mezuzah in the house, then you don't say beracha. You say on that you put in the house.
Mm-hmm. I'm not adding it.
I said, in case you do, you don't. But if not, you do. Any mezuzah that you're obligated to put, you have to say beracha. I'm just adding things to know what. Public places doesn't mean. But when we built here, let's have mezuzah. Please, Rabbi, you buy the mezuzah. I said, okay. And at the beginning, there were some committee members. Okay, Rabbi Bracha, I said, no Bracha. The people also, well, they don't know what halacha is. They put it without Bracha. I got here the house, I got mezuzot. Cost me hundreds of dollars. I said, I did it with pleasure. Went, I bought the mezuzot, I bought the cases, everything. I put, I was doing it with joy and happiness. Living in it, I said, Bracha. I put all of them. To the garage, to the owner. I put even on the apartment, the next one that they have. For the Hazar. Really, we made the apartment, not for Hazar. Made it for what? In case of Mila. They want it for the mother and that they can't bring a baby from home, they have to stay here. That's what was in our mind when we did it. Then they used it for Hazar instead of for Hazar. It's no good. It's a little bit bothered me because the air conditioning unit. I control it from the house. It's connected with the house. I said, what's air conditioning? My wife can't take it. Hurts her arm because of arthritis. I told them, put this separate unit over there. That we can. And it's a problem. And I had in mind only occasionally one will come. So I suggested to them to do it. And they did, it wasn't good for me. But okay, good for the community. They have Hazan. It's not much. There is a room. There is a dinette, and there is bed and sofa over there. For three people can sleep over there. Then they have a kitchen, bathtub, everything. Very good. It's a nice apartment. And this is private for. A single man surely is good for him. Even if he'll be married, okay. Well, Rabbi Nadav came in, brought his wife, weekends. But then she decided she doesn't want to come. She likes to stay home in her house in Brooklyn. Then he came without her. Following the year, he didn't want to come altogether. He stayed home. On the third, fourth year, the dealer spoke to him. He went to deal 1 year, again he didn't want to come. Didn't work. So they asked Zion came. Scott Zion is, you know, humble as he does.
Oh, he
asked
for the summer?
Oh, he asked Zion, sure. He's in Dean Synagogue, in the first minyan, the back room.
And he walked from here to?
Not here, he's. In his place, and he has a place over there, close to the Yitzhak. Here there is the Hazan of here. The Zolda. It's a single man, and a boy from Damascus. He is here now, this is the fifth year. He's 4 years. He's Hazan in Fifth Avenue Synagogue. Then the Syrian opened a synagogue over there.
Where, Manhattan?
Manhattan. Fifth Avenue Synagogue, they rented there. Charlie Cohen was the main founder of that. And they come there, they pray. Now they want to build a place. And he was Hazan there. But I don't know if he would be able to continue to be Hazan. Because he was accepted into medical school, Einstein. This year he will start his learning in medical school. And they are in medical school, they can't do anything. My son refused to go to Einstein, he was smart. I told him why. Einstein is my son, but the big name. No, Rabbi, it's not good. Dad, it's not good. Why? He said, they're, most of them Jews, and they impose on you to come on Shabbat. They have to take turns. I can't be sure on Shabbat now. What is, it's better to be downstate. They don't care, because they like to have you. And their holidays you will serve. In your Shabbat, they want you to go. There is plenty of them. That's how it was good for him. He had no problems whatsoever with the question of Shabbat.
Yeah.
He had a very, very, very successful years with him. And they used to call him Dr. Manheim, ask him all kinds of questions. He was in charge of the whole floor there. And now he dropped it, doesn't want to practice for like that. Yeah. The beginning was very, very anxious. He went, he looked for a house and that. All of a sudden, after 2 weeks, said, I'm not interested. Why? What happened? Go and know what there is in his wife.
Yes.
But this is what I say, I hope Be'ezrat Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us the power and strength, knowing the halachot, to do everything properly. As I said, the mezuzah is very important. To do it properly is not an easy thing, but it's important. Baruch Hashem, today I'll tell you, I used to have here in our area, there was no people that they are very good. Used to be in East Side to go to bother, look after which one has the best. Then came somebody and made teshuva. He wasn't religious at the beginning. That's Berkovich. He wasn't as perfect, but he was better than others. I said, he is in the area, it's good. I recommended him. And I was telling him a few things how to do it. I saw he didn't know much. But then came that Yitzhak. Yitzhak knows. Yitzhak himself is a real beautiful. The man from his home is was established very well. That's in Mekoras for him, in Coney Island Avenue. He knows, he's perfect, quick, no tricks. Straight man. It's very important. I was once I met Berkowitz. He said, Rabbi, are you mad at me? I said, why am I mad? You used to be in touch with me. I never hear from you anymore. He wants business. Yeah. And I find better. Why have I go to him? This is the... He doesn't understand what I don't. And then I don't like also. I did with some of the boys. He tend to enter into politics. He turned many children against their parents. I don't like it. This is, I switched to that. I found a better man as well. Baruch Hashem. Okay, now you know him. Raymond is crazy one. Raymond Beda goes there every Sunday.
No.
He goes there every Sunday. Always he picks up what he wants. He finds something for his children, he finds something for himself. Again, when we are in Brooklyn, he goes there every Sunday.
He's got patience,
He's
got patience.
Yeah. Well, I made the connections with him then. He took the tape from you, huh? For cover. He said, Rabbi, I wish I would have more. My children went crazy about it.
I forgot what I gave him.
He said, you gave him the Perkabot, the one of Be'akiba, Ben Azar, and Ben Zoma. He said, we learned so much from it. He said, I myself learned and then I put it for my children. My children, they keep putting it on and on, they love it. He was telling me.
Thank you,
I said, Rama, you have to do a lot of these things. So, he doesn't know that we are doing. Okay.